It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you have trouble conceiving? There are so many treatments out there available for infertility. My guest is Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. He's a board-certified internist and the medical director of the National Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers. So, Dr. Teitelbaum, first, women, you know, we're trying to get pregnant, and sometimes it takes a while. My doctor told me, just relax, have sex a lot. And some people say don't have sex too much because that can decrease sperm count. So what do you think about that first bit of advice?
Well, the first bit of advice to that is enjoy yourself with it and don't worry. The most effective times to have intercourse would be the day you ovulate and up to 4 days before. And it doesn't hurt to have it multiple times during that time. It doesn't really drop the sperm count that way. That's a myth. So have it as much as you want, but the times that it's going to work, day of ovulation and up to 4 days before.
How do you know you're ovulating?
Well, there's a lot of temperature kits. Just go to the local pharmacy and ask for a temperature kit where you can measure your temperatures, and it'll have a graph and tell you just exactly how to do it in the kit.
Okay, so if we are having trouble, how long do you try to get pregnant before you go to see a doctor about it?
I think it's reasonable to give it a year, but during that year, you want to be doing things that are going to be tuning up your fertility, and not just for the woman, but for the man, because about a third of infertility is on the man's side, another third on the woman's side, and then about in the other third, it's both of them together. So I think both the people should be doing it. But people don't know that there's a lot of simple things. For example, they don't know that drinking whole milk instead of skim milk is much more likely to result in your being pregnant. Avoiding coffee and caffeinated colas can inhibit pregnancy, where tea actually is fine. So there's a lot of simple things you can do on your own. The problem is that what your doctor is going to be hearing about will be the expensive things like in vitro. So you're going to have the drug reps going in, selling them all the equipment for that, and it's profitable. They don't hear about all this research showing that very simple things can result in fertility.
Now, what about men and women if they're planning on getting pregnant, starting with prenatal vitamins and or folic acid?
Well, it goes way beyond that. The folic acid is important to prevent birth defects, and that's just in the woman. But I recommend that both men and women take a really good multivitamin, and the prenatals are not. Unfortunately, once they got FDA approved, they hate to change the recipe because it costs them millions of dollars, so they don't keep up with the research. There's an excellent vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System Vitamin Powder, which is excellent for everybody, a man, woman, trying to get pregnant or not. That can be found in most health food stores. It can be found at nfatigue.com. That's what I recommend for overall nutritional support for both the man and the woman.
Energy revitalization powder. Now, what can someone expect? Okay, they've tried for a year, and they go to their doctor. What do you usually think is the first line of defense? I mean, I know friends that have had to take Clomid almost right off the bat. And usually, a lot of times, that works.
Yes, and they'll go ahead, because what happens is you have a control center in the brain called the hypothalamus that helps regulate the ovulatory cycle. And the clomiphene, or Clomid, kind of jumpstarts that a little bit. So they're going to start doing Clomid. They may go with other hormonal manipulations. But eventually what happens with most women is they're told that they need to fork up $40,000 for in vitro fertilization. And the thing is that even though IVF can be very, very good and very effective, most people can get pregnant without it using things that are very safe, simple, and low cost.
So tell us some of these other safe, simple, and low cost ways. I mean, because people definitely will jump to the IVF or, you know, trying some other things to build up sperm count and or, you know, I mean, even things we were told, keep your legs in the air. Lay still for a little while. You know, I mean, you hear all kinds of, I know, you hear all kinds of things, Dr. Teitelbaum. So break up some of those myths for us.
Well, let's go ahead and start with a woman. We talked about drink whole milk, not skim, and avoid coffee. Now, two big ones would be optimizing thyroid function. Low thyroid, despite normal blood tests, will result in infertility. So if your doctor won't give you a little bit of thyroid hormone, go to a holistic doctor. You can go to the website, www.abihm.com. iron-health.org to find a holistic doctor near you who knows these things. Also, you want to optimize iron levels. The iron or ferritin blood test is considered normal if it's over 10. But studies show that until it's over 40, you're not going to conceive. So a little bit of iron. If your ferritin, have the doctor check the ferritin level. Ignore if he says it's normal or not. Get the result. That ferritin blood test should be over 40.
That's really great information, Dr. Teitelbaum, because people don't think that just iron that might be considered normal is not really even high enough to, you know, get you pregnant. Now, what about if you've done all of these things and you kind of have to delve into the world of in vitro fertilization? What can somebody expect? I mean, is this generally safe? Is it painful?
I think it's generally safe. It's, compared to childbirth, it ain't nothing. So if you can't make it through IVF, you're not going to make it through having a baby. Don't worry about the pain. It's not that big of a deal. The main pain is the cost. It's about $10,000 per try, and most people take 3 to 4 tries. And these things that we're talking about here can be done along with the IVF and help increase the probability of the IVF taking. So I would not be afraid to do the IVF, but I would save your money and do these other things first.
Now, is there anything our ovaries need to be doing? Is there any sort of things we can do to keep ourselves healthier and stronger so that we can get pregnant more easily? You mentioned whole milk, and you mentioned a real good multivitamin, you know, and ovulation and checking our ovulating schedule. And, you know, what about anything else internal that we should probably be doing or that we might not even think about?
Well, sometimes you get into these dieting fads and a high protein, kind of an Atkins diet, decreased fertility in animal studies about 50%.
Wow.
And excess alcohol, especially a lot of times they'll check what's called a prolactin level. And that's something that basically it stimulates milk, but it also stimulates infertility. If that hormone level is over 10, which is about half the normal range, kind of mid-range, it's good to avoid alcohol because alcohol also, if you're taking melatonin for sleep, both of those raise prolactin levels and can decrease fertility. And also, not smoking. If you're a smoker, stop until after the baby is born and preferably continue. But the smoking can inhibit infertility in a number of ways.
And especially men, right? I mean, when we're talking about men, alcohol and smoking can definitely inhibit fertility, can't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, everybody hears about to wear the boxer shorts and not avoid the tight jeans and things, but they don't talk about excess alcohol and tobacco. In men's medications, blood pressure medicines specifically, testosterone, melatonin can inhibit fertility. But there's a lot of simple treatments for men. There's a list of 5 that I tell the men to do that will dramatically increase their sperm count.
Okay, so go for it.
Number one, we talked about the vitamin powder, Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder. Number two, coenzyme Q10, 200 milligrams a day. Then the protein called L-arginine. It's an amino acid, 4,000 milligrams a day.
Wow.
Acetyl L-carnitine. 2,000 milligrams a day. And I throw in ribose, 5 grams twice a day, just because all these things gear to increasing energy metabolism. And those sperm have got to swim. It's a long way for them. And most of the problems, the reason we're seeing a 70% drop in sperm count and motility is not only the chemicals in the environment, but the lack of energy production causing those sperm to not be able to swim effectively.
So the CoQ10 and combined with the L-arginine and the acetyl and L-carnitine, so these things really all together can help increase fertility. In just the last 30 seconds or so, give us your best advice for increasing our fertility.
Well, we threw out a lot of information today. I'm going to give a book, my book, Real Cause, Real Cure, but it has to be the hard copy edition that has a large section on infertility, and that's available at www.endfatigue.com.
Real Cause, Real Cure at endfatigue.com. Get the hardcover copy because that's the copy that has more of the infertility treatments and information that we've gone over today. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.